At 2 o'clock, I went out and had lunch. There were a few men in the cafe sitting with coffee and glasses of Kirsch or Mark on the tables. I sat down at a table. "Can I eat?" I asked the waiter. "It is past time for lunch. Is there anything for all hours?" "You can have choucroute." "Give me choucroute and beer." "A demi or a bock?" "A light demi." The waiter brought a dish of sauerkraut with a slice of ham over the top, and a sausage buried in the hot wine-soaked cabbage. I ate it and drank the beer. I was very hungry. I watched the people at the tables in the cafe. At one table they were playing cards. Two men at a table next to me were talking and smoking. The cafe was full of smoke. The zinc bar where I had breakfast had 3 people behind it now. The old man, a plump woman in a black dress who sat behind a counter and kept track of everything served to the tables, and a boy in an apron. I wondered how many children the woman had, and what it had been like. When I was through at the choucroute, I went back to the hospital. The street was all clean now. There were no refuse cans out. The day was cloudy, but the sun was trying to come through. I rode upstairs in the elevator, stepped out, and went down the hall to Catherine's room, where I had left my white gown. I put it on and pinned it in back at the neck. I looked in the glass and saw myself looking like a fake doctor with a beard. I went down the hall to the delivery room. The door was closed and I knocked. No one answered, so I turned the handle and went in. The doctor sat by Catherine. The nurse was doing something at the other end of the room. "Here's your husband," the doctor said. "Oh, darling, I have the most wonderful doctor," Catherine said in a very strange voice. "He's been telling me the most wonderful story, and when the pain came too badly, he put me all the way out. He's wonderful. You're wonderful, doctor."
"You're drunk," I said.
"I know it," Catherine said, "but you shouldn't say it."
"Then give it to me, give it to me."
She clutched hold of the mask and breathed short and deep, pantingly, making the respirator click. Then she gave a long sigh, and the doctor reached with his left hand and lifted away the mask.
"That was a very big one," Catherine said. Her voice was very strange. "I'm not going to die now, darling. I'm past where I was going to die. Aren't you glad?"
"Don't you get in that place again."
"I won't. I'm not afraid of it, though. I won't die, darling."
"You will not do any such foolishness," the doctor said. "You would not die and leave your husband."
"Oh, no, I won't die. I wouldn't die. It's silly to die. There it comes. Give it to me."
After a while, the doctor said, "You will go out, Mr. Henry, for a few moments, and I will make an examination."
"He wants to see how I'm doing," Catherine said. "You can come back afterward, darling. Can't he, doctor?"
"Yes," said the doctor. "I will send word when he can come back."